Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Jonathan Jones, NFL insider for CBS Sports, giving us the latest on how much it is going to cost to acquire disgruntled pass rusher Trey Hendrickson from the Cincinnati Bengals. You're tapped into the Kevin Sheehan Show right here on the Team 980. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app. It's the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham alongside Denton Day. We'll take you up to 1 p.m. Eastern time. Kevin back with us on Wednesday. Legal tampering period get started in the NFL on Monday, so super excited for that. The Commanders have a couple of housekeeping notes or a couple of housekeeping items to take care of before they get to the legal tampering period. How many of their own guys will they actually bring back? Well, yesterday we saw them strike a deal with future Hall of Fame linebacker Bobby Wagner, 1 year worth up to $9.5 million, $8 million guaranteed. Really a bargain for Washington. When you look at the linebacker market in the National Football League, happy to have him back. Still feel like you need to have a contingency plan. But the big news is Trey Hendrickson requesting this trade. Obviously, Washington, I give you all crap a lot about the IQ of this fan base. I consistently come for you all, and we have a good time doing it. It's all in jest. But, like, to you all's credit, to a man, I think every fan fully understands that the biggest need of this football team right now is at defensive end. Denton, it's crazy doing the Endgame show, B&G Live, that we've done over the last several years. It's been an awesome, awesome show to do. But, like, I remember when Week 9 happened. The Commanders haven't been able to set the edge since Week 8 of 2023. When they traded away Montez Sweat and Chase Young, that was the last time an edge was consistently set for this football team. And it was something that I was, you know, paying close attention to heading into the season, and then we saw it play out on the field. Washington was not very good against the run and ultimately was their undoing in the postseason. If you add a guy like Trey Hendrickson, I wonder, and I'm not saying this as I don't think he can do it. I'm just simply asking the question. I wonder how much he alleviates your run defense issues. We know what he's getting or what he's going to give you as a pass rusher, right? I wonder from a run defense standpoint, what are you going to get from Trey Hendrickson? Because there are some good TFL numbers for him. But when you look at Pro Football Focus, you all know how I am about PFF. To me, man, I think his, I don't want to call it his inability, but him not being a major difference maker against the run, I don't know if it's fair or not. It would make me look, and the run defense grade's not bad. 66. That's 67th out of 211 edges, but they've got it in green, so I feel like it means something good. But, like, it's not a strong suit for him. He's not the biggest guy, right? 6'4", 270. He's got some damn good size on him. So let me not say that. It just feels like, and maybe I'm reaching with this, and I'm not afraid to be wrong. I just look at him and go, damn, I would love a more complete guy. But by no means am I shying away from Washington making this deal. I said it every time I cracked the mic this offseason. I've led the same way. Last year, my slogan is, we're at the mercy of the evaluator. I feel the same way this time around. If they go pull this move off and the compensation, as Jonathan Jones just told us, is a high three, low two, if they pull it off, bravo, give them the extension, do it. It just wouldn't be my first choice at addressing the position. And he's not a bad upgrade at all. He's a tremendous upgrade. A guy that led the league in sacks. I just may be looking somewhere else first is the best way that I can put it.
Where else are you looking?
I really like Josh Sweat in Philadelphia. I think when you look at the age, I think he fits the bill of that Frankie Louvu, Tyler Biadasz free agent signing that they had a season ago. Like, I think Josh Sweat fits that bill, and I think he's going to be cheaper, and he's younger. And I think with Hendrickson, I'm not trying to make a big deal about the age. I'm just looking at the positives for Sweat. With Sweat, though, I think he's shown you over the years, too, that he is actually a very, very good run defender. 2023, or 2022, rather, his run defense grade was an 80. It was eighth in the entire National Football League. 2023, it takes a step back to 53. Last year, it's a 69, which is just a tick better than Trey Hendrickson. And the other thing with Sweat that people talk about negatively is, well, he played on the Eagles' defensive line. How will he be when he is the best defensive lineman on a front four unit? I like the way Daryl Tapp and company coached that group up to play in unison when rushing the passer, so I don't think he'll have issues there. What I like from him is the ability to stop the run. I know he's going to set a strong edge. We know that for sure. And he's got legitimate pass rush juice. The sack numbers last year, just 8, doesn't knock your socks off at all. He's a guy that's only had double-digit sacks, I believe, twice in his career to this point. So he's not a perennial double-digit sack guy like Trey Hendrickson, but I think he's got the potential to be that. The other thing with Josh Sweat, too, is he didn't play as many snaps as you would expect, I would say, at that position. So I think with a higher volume of snaps, I think you may be able to get more out of him. His contract projection via Dan Graziano of ESPN, let me pull it up real quick. It was 3 years, $60 million, $40 million guaranteed. So that's $20 million on average is what it would cost for Josh Sweat. And that would put him right now, it would be below Trey Hendrickson's AAV on the last deal that he signed. So we know Trey Hendrickson is going to be more costly than Josh Sweat. Rightfully so, he's the more decorated player. I just look at the age, and if you hit on Sweat, if you sign him, I look at him as a part of your core for the next 5 to 7 years. I don't feel that way with Trey Hendrickson.
If you can get him for that price, I agree with that. But my fear is, what did the Max Crosby contract do for that number?
To his market, yeah.
Right? Like, he's not a reset the market kind of guy, but a rising tide lifts all ships. So when you have a guy that just got paid the highest salary for a non-quarterback in NFL history, you got to think that numbers elsewhere in that position group are going to then rise. So did that play a factor into it? Does his number now rise up? Like, what's the cap that you would pay him? Because I think if it's anything more than 22 a year for a guy that's had double-digit sacks once, I know he was great in the Super Bowl.
Should have been the MVP.
But my fear would be, are you paying him based off of that one game because it's fresh in your mind? Or, like, how deep are you going into that? Because I wouldn't give him more than 22.
Yeah, see, and I 100% understand where you're coming from. I just think with him, I think he's just got more upside. It's how I would look at it because of the age. I'm not trying to harp on that, but it's definitely a factor when you talk about free agency and bringing in outside of the organization guys. I definitely think you got to consider that. I like what he's made of, man, and he always seems to be a problem when he plays us. He's somebody that makes impactful plays. I'm all in on him because it's a cheaper solution to the position, and then you don't have to give up draft capital. Here's the other thing, Denton, that we got to really be honest with ourselves with. For an organization that said it was going to pride itself on building through the draft, they sure have thrown draft capital around willy-nilly. You've given up a 3, a 4, and a 5 to acquire Marshawn Lattimore and Deebo Samuel. So I'm not in the business of really giving up more draft capital, I feel like, unless, right, it's that Godfather deal to acquire Myles Garrett. Like, that's – and I'm not saying the cost for Hendrickson is not very expensive, and I happen to believe because teams know since he's not going to re-sign him, I think that number's – or that price is even going to drop even lower. So maybe if the price drops a little bit and the ask is a 4 – this year's 4, which you don't have.
Well, if the ask is a 3, I'd do a 3. Because you're not getting anybody that's going to be better than Trey Hendrickson, more likely than not, in the third. And then that still gives you the opportunity to keep your first and your second to address other positions of need, because Lord knows there are a lot of them. And a lot of that does also depend on what John Allen does. Because if John Allen stays, all of a sudden that's not something that you need to address. You got 3 guys there. And I know people feel a kind of way about John. But if he's still here, that's not a position that you need to address.
This class is just so deep, Denton, that, like, I hear what you're saying. It would make the need less pressing. But I think with the way that they platoon swap those guys, there are 4 starters. There are your 2 starters that start the game and then the 2 guys that immediately back them up. And then you want to have an injury guy as well for depth purposes.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I don't want to go into next year with Deron Payne and Johnny Newton as my starting defensive tackle tandem. I don't. I think they're both 2-3 techs. I think they need a one-eye, a nose tackle. That the guy that I have is Trey Hendrickson's former teammate, B.J. Hill. I think he is the perfect big space-eating defensive tackle that can come play first and second down for this team. That's what I think they need on the interior. Now, the other part of the run defense, too, is like, if you get an edge-setting defensive end, maybe the run defense looks exponentially better and the D-tackles weren't as big of a problem as we made it seem. That's why I'm glad we're going to have Ted Nguyen on at 1240. He breaks the film down and is going to tell us what he sees when he watches this Commander's defense. But I hear your point. And I think me and you – who did I talk? Who else did I have someone agree with? I think – was it Grant maybe? Also agreed with me and you. I'm like, yeah, I wouldn't – 1,000% rule it out of John coming back.
No, I still think there's a potential that he is back. I don't know that it's a high potential, but it feels like there's a potential.
This market's going to stink.
Because market clearly is not that great, or else he would have been traded.
And I don't even think it has to do with his talent. I think it's...
it's the contract.
It's age, the contract number, and then Daniel Jeremiah, the NFL Network, one of the most respected draft guys in the business, has 24 starter grades at defensive tackle in this draft, meaning you're probably going to get a starting defensive tackle. You can get that with your third-round pick, a starting defensive tackle, a walk-in, day-one, plug-and-play guy. Denton, I don't know if you've been twatching me at all recently. I just said twatching. Remember that old, remember that old lingo? But I got a man crush on Alfred Collins out of Texas. 6'5", 320, a guy that can come in here and play that one eye and give you some pass rush juice. Watching him on tape, like, to have that type of burst and movement skills at that size is elite stuff, and we saw who he played behind last year. Big Byron Murphy and Tavondre Sweat. They had Alfred Collins in the dip just hidden. Like, that's the type of guy I may like in the third round, but I don't know, man. It's interesting, man. It's interesting to me because, like, the Hendrickson thing, to me now it comes down to the draft capital, Denton. I think that's, like, where I'm planting my flag in the ground because it sounds messy. I don't want to say it sounds messy, but it makes it sound a lot. Like a lot when I put it this way. They gave up a 3, a 4, and a 5 for Debo and Marshawn Lattimore. So you've kind of gutted your draft capital in the rounds that we expected AP to really do his damage in. So, like, that's my only thing.
Right, although some of those picks didn't really belong to them. But, yes, you are correct. So, like, I flipped that because I'm like, all right, well, you gave a 3, a 5, and a 5 for two guys that are going to be starters. So you're like, all right, we can go with that. Do anticipate that Adam Peters is going to get more picks by the time we get to the draft or on day two of the draft. I don't expect Washington to only draft 6 times. I think we will see a little bit more than that. But if it's only going to be 1, I'm making my move for Trey Hendrickson. And if I don't have to give up my first round pick, I'm feeling really good about that. Like really, really good about that because that first round pick could have a lot more value. I mean, honestly, crazy. It might be a little bit more valuable than Trey Hendrickson is right now because of the potential fire sale on certain positions. And if guys or teams get a little nervous and want to jump back into round one, all of a sudden you have a lot of leverage if you're Adam Peters.
Because we think that quarterback, I think we've discussed.
I think Jackson Dart, Quinn Ewers, Tyler Shough, whoever somebody falls in love with or has fallen in love with, that you're not going to draft super highly, you could not move heaven and earth necessarily, but you could be willing to give up multiple picks to jump back into round number one.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating. I think if you injected us both with truth serum right now, this is tough because it would honestly depend on who was left on the board when you're there at 29. But my gut says they're not leaning towards a sticky pick situation. It could be something where it may be better to get more draft capital. And the other thing that pundits continue to say about this draft is in terms of picks 20 to 60, you're getting the same level of player. So does sticking and picking at 29 make sense, especially when you've already addressed a major need in defensive end? So that's what you're weighing here for Washington. And I think, Denton, to your point, it's all about how you phrase it, right? You're persuasive. You could probably talk the pants off of a nun. Like, this to me is about how you frame it, how you look at it, because if it's a 3 for Trey Hendrickson, that type of pass rush pop, that type of productivity, I mean, it's kind of hard to say no to it, especially I love the way you put it with the Debo and Marshawn. Well, you gave up those picks for two key starters where you can rest easy at night at two key positions and go, hey, I don't got to worry about that. So I get the thought process for sure.
Because I'm not as out on Marshawn Lattimore.
I'm not. As people hell no.
Are. There are a lot of people that were out on him. I'm not out on Marshawn Lattimore the way that some are.
I'm not at all either. I think the hammy was the thing. And I also feel like if they can get a consistent pass rush, the entire secondary looks better, Denton. Like, that's just the way that it goes in the National Football League. So I am of the belief that while Trey Hendrickson is a fine move, I'm not in love with giving up more picks because of what you've already given up to acquire Marshawn and Debo Samuel. For a regime that has kind of sold itself and touted itself on, hey, we are going to build through the draft. They have given up pretty significant capital to this point, not even 24 months on the job. So I like Trey Hendrickson. I would do it. Wouldn't be my first choice. My first choice, like I said, is giving a handsome deal to Eagles pass rusher Josh Sweat. Dan Graziano of ESPN projects he gets a 3-year deal worth up to $60 million, $40 million guaranteed. That's the type of deal I'm looking for. Younger player, I think a more complete defensive end that's got more upside than Trey Hendrickson. 301-230-0980 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. If it's not Trey Hendrickson, who would you like to attack at the defensive end spot? Denton will give his thoughts. I'll give my thoughts, and we'll take your calls at 301-230-0980.
Trey Hendrickson's living good right now. Myles Garrett is not. The Browns denied a meeting with him. Yeah, the team that's going to hold him hostage said, nah, we're good. We're not meeting with you. So who knows what the future is for him. Elsewhere in the NFL, a lot of interest in DK Metcalf, Chargers, Steelers, Packers, and Patriots among those that are interested. Notice Washington is not listed amongst that group. Christian Kirk, now a member of the Houston Texans, they trade him. They trade for him. The Jaguars trade him for a seventh round pick. The Texans now have to deal with that contract, see if they can work something out. Big night tonight in the DMV. Caps in action against the Red Wings at 7 from Cap 1. You can hear that on 106.7 The Fan. This weekend, a lot of college basketball. Final weekend of the regular season. Georgetown at DePaul at 2 p.m. on Saturday. Maryland in Northwestern at 3. And then George Mason on the road at Richmond at 6. And that's what's trending.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.